It is the first day of spring throughout the Northern Hemisphere. And for Iranians and other cultures and countries in Central Asia, the day is very important. Today is Nowruz. Here in studio with me is my coworker Kaveh, who is Iranian-American. And I thought we could talk about how you celebrate Nowruz in America. Hi, Kaveh.
Hi, Ashley.
Eid Nowruz Mubarak.
Thank you, Ashley.
You're welcome. Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay. So can you talk a little bit about how you and your family are celebrating today?
Nowruz, for us, is our new year. It means new day. In Iran, it's celebrated for 2 weeks. And during this time, families clean out their houses, they put on fresh new clothing, and they visit friends and family members. But here in the U.S., we celebrate it a little bit differently. We get together on Nowruz with our family. We make food and eat together and spend time together. And we also celebrate the first day of spring, which is a new beginning for us.
One of the very important things for Nowruz is the Hafsin. Hafsin means seven S's, so seven items that start with the letter S.
That's correct, Ashley. Hafsin is our tabletop arrangement, and it's the seven symbolic items that we use to display Nowruz. It's very beautiful because there are many items in there with various vibrant colors. It's sort of like the American Christmas tree during the Christmas holiday season here in the U.S.
So we have the first sin, which is sabze, which kind of means green vegetable in a way.
It's actually wheat or barley or lentil sprouts. It's grown in a dish and it represents rebirth.
And our second sin is samanu?
Yes, samanu is a sweet type of pudding that represents affluence.
And senjed, it is a kind of olive?
Yes, it's a Persian olive, and it represents love.
Oh, interesting. Sir, which is garlic, and that represents health or medicine?
That's correct.
Okay. Sib, I also know this word, apple. And the apple represents beauty?
It does.
And what are the final two?
The sixth one is somak. It's pretty much somak fruit, and it represents sunrise. And the last one is serke, which is vinegar, and that represents old age and patience.
How long do you display this hafsin?
We typically have hafsin set up a week or two before Nowruz, and about 13 days after, because the 13th day after Nowruz is considered Sizdebedar. That's another holiday where we get together with friends and family and typically go to a picnic. And we take our sabze,
which is the barley or lentil
exactly.
plant. Okay.
And we go to a stream or a river and we release it into there.
So you put it in nature.
Exactly.
Kaveh, is it ever difficult to find these items for your hafsin?
Well, there are a lot of Persian supermarkets around the area. And I have to tell you that during this time, they are very crowded.
I bet.
There are long lines and a lot of people go there to gather their seven S's for their hafsin arrangement. Here in the Washington, D.C. area, we have a big Persian community that celebrates Nowruz. I know that in Los Angeles, California, the community over there is much larger, but we still get together here and celebrate the beginning of spring.
All right. Well, I know you also took some photographs of your family's hafsin, so our audience in Iran and around the world, if you are curious what the half scene looks like, check out our website and you can enjoy Kaveh's beautiful photographs. Thank you so much, and Eid Shomo Mubarak.
Eid Shomo Mubarak.
I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Kaveh Rezai.